morning. It's Luke Deal with you live until 9 on The Breakfast Show this Saturday morning. Now, as we heard in the news with Steve, a union is speaking out against further cuts for the Mental Health Trust for Suffolk and Norfolk. Unison say £36 million is not acceptable when the trust has been placed into special measures. The action was taken by the health regulator after services were found not to be safe. Emma Courtlett is from Unison in the region and she joins me on the line. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
So the boss of the trust says they won't make the savings for the time being while they work on the plan to improve services. Why are you concerned?
We're concerned because we've already had £44 million worth of cuts over the last 4 years, and that's resulted in the well-publicised difficulties for our services, and it's resulted us being in special measures. So whether we take that money out of our budget now, or we're expected to take it out over the next couple of years, it would be completely unsafe to do so. The issue here is that the trust hands are tied to a certain extent. They're not being funded properly by the clinical commissioning group. They're legally obliged to stay within budget, otherwise they're taking them in special measures. So what we're saying is that the clinical commissioning group should actually be funding mental health services locally properly.
How unsafe are the services in your eyes that they're providing at the moment then, with these cuts being forced on them?
Well, the Care Quality Commission inspection report focused more on sort of systemic failures of leadership. They found some areas of where there were problems, and that was, for example, delays with people getting into service, or there being a gap between people being assessed and being allocated a worker. But what they found is that when people managed to get into a service, the staff were caring and compassionate and were generally getting a good service. What we're seeing already, later this year, Carlton Court at Carlton Colville is going to be closing. The acute beds there are going to be closing, despite huge protest by the public. And you know, mental health need accounts for about 23% of NHS need, yet across Suffolk, the clinical commissioning groups only allocate around 10% of their budget. And we're saying that really cannot be fair and it's not sustainable.
Why do you feel it's not sustainable? I mean, how much pressure is being put on the staff because of these cuts that are being forced on them?
Staff are under immense pressure in a number of ways. The most sort of obvious way staff feel it is that their caseloads and workload has increased immensely. So what that does is put staff under immense pressure, but it also means that they're having to come into work every day and deliver care to a standard or degree that they're not really happy with. We want to come into work and be proud of what we do. If you have a really high caseload, what that means in practice is that you can't see the blue ball as frequently as you would like to, or you're constantly having to prioritise. So if you have somebody who's in crisis, the only way of giving them extra support is by cancelling the appointment of somebody who might be reasonably stable, but then if you cancel seeing them a few times, the risk is that they too then reach a crisis. So it's a complete false economy, and staff are having to juggle those kind of decisions on a day-to-day basis.
But do you feel, is there any money in the system then to pay for more services?
Across the NHS system? No, we're not saying that. Obviously, acute hospitals are funded in a more fair and realistic way, but we're not saying take money away from Ipswich Hospital or West Suffolk. We're saying actually, the Department of Health should be allocating it. You know, any government has choices about how it allocates all the money that it has. At the moment, it's choosing to woefully underfund mental health services. But we're not for 1 minute saying take that away from other parts of the health system. We're saying, you know, you have choices. You know, tax cuts were made for very wealthy people. There's a whole wealth of ways that this the NHS could be more fairly funded, and certainly for mental health to get its fair share. Because this is all happening in a backdrop where need referrals to our services have risen. Because when there's a recession and economic hard times, people's mental health suffers. So it's not just the fact that our budgets have reduced; it's the fact that demand has gone up during this period of time as well. So it's just not sustainable.
Do you feel as they try and balance the books that there could be not only further pressure on the staff but also further job cuts?
We would hope that there would be no further job cuts, but realistically, 76% of the entire budget of the Mental Health Trust is staff cost, because mental health is about, you know, humans talking to other humans. So if they have £36 million to save, for example, you know, we only spend on all the buildings and all that, the stuff related to that, that's only 5% of our budget. But even if we cut that massively, we'd still be well short of the £36 million that we're apparently going to have to find. So the risk is that that will fall on staff just because that is the bulk of our budget. The Trust would find it very difficult, in my view, to look elsewhere because they've already made savings in just the so-called back room, although that's essential for supporting frontline staff. When Norfolk and Suffolk Trust merged together, a lot of the so-called backroom staff was lost, and it was in the last round of cuts as well. So they're really running out of places to go.
And just very briefly, Emma, I mean, what sort of support are you getting locally? Are you getting support from any of the MPs?
We haven't had any contact with any of the Suffolk MPs since this election. But to be fair, our contact from any of the Suffolk MPs before the election has been pretty short. Some of them said that they've been having sort of more behind-the-scenes conversations with the Mental Health Trust. But we would say that's not really that helpful, them talking to the Mental Health Trust, because their hands are tied. They need to be talking to the clinical commissioning groups, and they need to be lobbying ministers in the Department of Health. If they genuinely, you know, there's a lot said in the election about parity of esteem for mental health and how it was going to be a priority, yet since the election that seems to have gone completely quiet. So we would urge the MPs, come and talk to the Mental Health Trust if you want, come and talk to staff to hear firsthand, because none of the Suffolk MPs have met with Unison at all in the previous 5 years. But more importantly, speak to the clinical commissioning groups, get us fairly funded, and go back to the Department of Health and spell out what's happening in Suffolk.
Okay, Emma Courtlett, we must leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Emma Courtlett from Unison talking to me about the further cuts for the Mental Health Trust for Suffolk and Norfolk.